I'm not worried about turning 30 in a couple of years. See, I've already had my midlife crisis. I'm not worried about dying before I grow old. When I was young, I honestly expected to be dead by the age of 25. And that's how I lived my life for all those years. See, get it all in now, because you'll probably be gone in 5 years anyway. Hell, you're going to be dead within 2 years anyway. Yeah, you probably won't survive this year anyway. And then I turned 25 and found myself suddenly adrift when so many of the decisions I'd made seemed wrong somehow. Why bother rushing through college if you're only going to be alive for a couple of years to use that degree? Why bother worrying about commitment if you're never going to buy a new car, get married, own pets, have kids, retire? Savings account, my ass. Have you seen that new Ducati crotch rocket? For fuck's sake, it will supposedly do 140 miles an hour right off the goddamn showroom floor.
Yeah.
Whoa. House payment? Hell, I haven't even been skydiving yet or clown Mount McKinley. Have fun while you can, baby, because all that other shit can wait. Since Mr. Death might be right around that corner, and he was, for Danton and Daryl and Joe and Jen and Bill and Lori, until I ran out of fingers. And yet, even though I gave him more than ample opportunity to come find me, that cowardly bastard wouldn't come out. So pardon me if I stare off into space once in a while, because sometimes I can't believe that I've been given all this bonus time, another life, really. Sometimes I can't fucking believe that I'm still here and they're not. I'm not worried about turning 30 in a couple of years or dying before I grow old. See, I've already had my midlife crisis and I survived. I just wish everyone could be immortal for just a little bit.